Hi, I'm Sam Fesich from the EduMagic Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 122 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. The Ditch That Textbooks Digital Summit is continuing to roll on, free online conference for teachers. It's going on through January 8th, 2020. So if you're listening to this before January 8th, 2020, you can head to ditchsummit.com and get registered and watch and listen to any of the more than 50 video presentations on all sorts of cool topics. Then generate a certificate of completion for professional development credit that you can turn into your school district. Hopefully it'll get you some PD hours and get you on the way to recertification. So ditchsummit.com if you're not already signed up. And since the Ditch Summit is going on, just yesterday, my video went live. I did a video for the Ditch Summit, and I did it about my new book that's coming out. So if you haven't heard about this, one of my formative books in my education career was Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess. Whenever I read that book, I hit that one line that said, "Don't just teach a lesson, create an experience." And it changed the way that I looked at my classroom. Now, being sort of a techie guy myself, you know, I love my technology, I love gadgets, I love apps and websites and what they can do. I started looking at it through that lens and I started thinking, I could do this hook with this app. Because remember, he's got these hooks, you know, these ways to hook students into your lesson. And I'd go, I could do it with this app or this website. And all of a sudden, I started thinking about ways that technology could help create that experience. And so then I started asking myself that question. Can I not just teach a lesson, but create an experience and use technology to make it better? And the answer was yes. And so I started coming up with all of these ideas. And lo and behold, all of those years ago when I started doing this, I didn't realize it, but I was in the process of writing a book. And so this book that's supposed to come out this spring, in spring of 2020, is called Tech Like a Pirate. And it's that idea of using technology. It says using classroom technology to create an experience and make learning memorable. So it's like, how can we create memorable moments in the classroom? You know, things that students will remember, but that will also help them remember their material and help them to learn. And so one of my central questions within this book is, if class is so forgettable so often, how do we really expect students to remember? And I think there's lots of ways where technology can help. Now, of course, and you know, I mentioned this all throughout the book, you know, the solid teaching and learning goes before the technology. The technology is just sort of a tool that we can use to help those lessons and help that learning really sing. And so how can we use technology to create an experience? There's lots of ways, lots of things that I think that we can do. So I wanted to share a few of those with you real quick. One of them has to do with video. Now, of course, it's easier than ever right now to shoot and record video. And we've got all sorts of really good video creation apps. You know, we've got things like Flipgrid and Screencastify and you can just pick up the camera app on your phone. You can upload them to Drive. You can upload them to YouTube. You can upload them all sorts of different places. You've even got TikTok. I mean, there's just all of these possibilities. And so if video is easy to shoot and it's available right at our fingertips. First of all, incorporating it into the classroom is really cool because it does allow us to see people's faces and hear people's voices. And our brains are very much wired for that, you know, going back years and years and years and years and years. You know, that's the way that we've passed information down through the generations. But if we want to take it to another level and really make an experience, the question then becomes, if we have those video tools, can we do better than just recording Head and Shoulders video of ourselves? So let me give you some thoughts, some ideas that might spark some possibilities. One is, instead of just having students record Head and Shoulders video, what if they record video of themselves pretending to be a news anchor and reporting on the day's news? Only instead of really reporting on the day's news, they're reporting on what they've learned as if it were a news report. So that teaches brevity, it teaches audience, but it also is a fun twist on recording videos. Another one is, can we turn this video into a game of some sort, almost like a game show? One of my favorite examples of this is Cash Cab. I don't know if you've ever seen Cash Cab. This is the show where people get into this taxi cab and the host of the show is driving the cab. And if they answer enough questions correctly, they get some money. And so, you know, that's all about asking questions and answering questions. They could even script that out and create a video like that. And then a third one I like to think about is that movie, The Blair Witch Project. Do you remember that movie? This is the one where it's shot from first person. People are recording themselves and it's a horror movie and they're like running. I never actually watched it, but I get the idea. They're running away from something scary. And so it's basically like storytelling in the first person. So what if we shot a video where we're storytelling as if we are the person that we're talking about? So hopefully that'll give you a way to think about the videos that you create. The book is Tech Like a Pirate, which is supposed to be coming out in this spring. If you want to make sure that you don't miss it and get updates on it, you can head to ditchthattextbook.com and sign up for my email newsletter where I will be releasing all of the details about it.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.